the problem. But
I think what should be done is that we need to be more... I think we need to address the problem of the type of courses we're funding, because there are a lot of courses in universities which NASFAS is paying for, which are, I mean, sorry to say it, but are useless. So so I think there needs to be an adjustment in that. What does the country need? If we need more people in IT, then provide more funding in those sectors and encourage students to do those.
All right. You know? You disagree with you paying the registration fee. What about the module for how you qualify for your bursary and how much we deduct off of your fees? Do you agree with that?
I think that's fine, that you pay as a portion of how your averages were, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it should be at the end of your degree. And the reason why I think it should be at the end of your degree is, either way, and I've had this experience, I've seen it also from other students. Some students have a bursary, right? And they say, we don't pay if you fail the module. But either way, when I do it next year, if I don't do the module, I'm stuck anyway.
So let's say we work on your basis of you pay it at the end of the degree.
Yeah.
What if you repeat the module 3 or 4 times? Who must pay for that?
Of course,
You're now robbing other individuals who could possibly be getting that funding because you're choosing not to take it seriously. So is it really fair?
Yeah, no, I think, no, it definitely is the case that, that students also have a responsibility, right? But I mean, personally, I think the socioeconomic issues are things that can't be ignored, and they do definitely have an impact in academic performance. I used to see when I was in class, there'd be kids who would have parents with helpers at home who would help them with laundry and all those sorts of things, and who could afford extra lessons with tutors and all of these extra things. And I would have to go back to my res room, and I was lucky. I was on campus. There were other students who were off and still had to travel to get back home on a bus and all of that. And you're still expected to perform at the same level as this guy who has everything. And not every student has everything, but we have a lot of poor students.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you should be condemned to failure because of where you come from.
We're not saying condemn you to failure because from where you come from. I'm just saying this is an opportunity. You take it or you don't.
Yeah, I disagree with two things with what Andy just said. The first one is this whole thing of, people who come from poverty, they do not make it in life and whatnot. We have to help them and so on and so forth. There are students where we see they get A's and they literally do not have electricity where they live. They are in dead poverty, but they make it. They get A's. You know, that's one thing that I have to disagree with, you know.
The
whole thing of, no, let's put important subjects and let's put money in those sectors other than putting other sectors money. You know, each and everyone has their own individual things that they want to do. Mm-hmm. If doing dramatic arts for me at university is important to me, that's what's important to me, you know. And mm-hmm. it's important to the country because TV brings in money. You know, in the country. So I don't know.
But I do think, and my final point, I think a counterweight to all of this is something the government has said, but they don't really do. They just say it, they don't do it. Is one thing that would perhaps improve the pass rates, for example, is also just putting more effort into what in the US they call community college. We call it the TVET colleges. There should also be more emphasis placed and more funding given to those. Stop incentivizing people so much to go to university. A lot of courses that I'm saying I feel are not as important, or mm-hmm. not that they're not important, but they're not as scarce in the country, for mm-hmm. example, right? Why not move more of those courses to TVET colleges, which are more localized?
So you're talking about stuff like Rosebank College and Varsity College?
For example, yeah, I know a lot of them. I think there's one in Ekurhuleni as well. They're the technical vocational colleges.
Where
you can get skilled as a carpenter or as a plumber. And in other courses, I mean, plumbing is a huge skill, even overseas, that is required. And we're not spending money on plumbers. How about if South Africa became known as the capital for plumbing? We just have colleges all over the country that just do plumbing, because we don't have a great sewage system and municipal water dispensation system, and have plumbers who will start their own businesses and then also have prospects overseas as well. you know. So it's cases like that, you know. I think there should be less of a focus of having certain courses at universities. Let's make TVET colleges as cool as universities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's where the focus should be.
Well, I mean, there's some ideas to move forward with, I guess. But look, it's one of those topics that we can never really find middle ground and agree on where we draw the line of how much money we give here and how much money we give there, and who's entitled to the money. But I think at the end of the day, one thing you should take away from this conversation is the fact that your past should never determine your future. And no matter, you know, your come up, whether it was in poverty or whether it was rich or whether it was in a rural area, if you work hard enough, I'm a firm believer that you can be the change you want to see.
No, that's absolutely true.
And for example, you come from a little town and you're in the big city now. You're studying at a massive university. You've broken the cycle. What do people normally in Witbank become or do?
Well, they normally work at the power station or on the mine.
Look at that. You're not even working at a power station or a